Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I said that the conspiracy theory for the trade deadline was Art Rooney didn't want the Steelers to trade draft picks because he wanted to hoard them for the draft being here in Pittsburgh. And now Cabali's coming out and saying they wouldn't make a move on their coach because of the draft being here in Pittsburgh. The draft is the sun that everything revolves around with this organization right now. They care more about this draft, it sounds like, than anything else. The number one thing on their mind more than anything else. They'd rather the draft be a success than like this football season.
Yep.
Or anything that goes on. Like, would it make sense to move on from this coach?
Maybe.
Maybe, but man, what a bad look it would be, the optics of that with the draft.
How will that affect? Just staple the question, but how would that affect the draft onto every like football related thought you have?
Yep.
Should they trade for a wide receiver? Yeah, but that would cost us a couple of picks, and how would that affect the draft next year? It's going to be here. Should we fire Mike Tomlin or encourage Mike Tomlin to mutually part ways? Yeah, but how would that affect the draft, which will be here next year? It's a business. This is like Art the Businessman. This kind of stuff.
Donnie, do you
Thinking
agree? Do you
like
think Cabali's
right? That hypothesis even just says Art is a big business.
Do you
man.
Think the draft is really affecting their decision making in all areas that much?
I mean, that would just be horrible, like practice to go with if the draft being in Pittsburgh is always on the top of mind anytime you make some sort of move, like personnel move, coaching move, whatever. Plus, I don't know if I really agree there because we just had the discussion last week. Well, they didn't want to make any moves because they wanted to keep as many draft picks as possible. If they were to trade Mike Tomlin and get the first round pick, let's say, of the New York Giants that is currently slated for third overall, does that not make it a bigger event for the city? With more excitement around the city. Imagine if the Steelers finish their usual spot 9-8,
yeah,
but they have the third overall pick.
So Starkey made his point on this was Cabali's reading the room wrong and the Steelers are reading the room wrong. It would not be a black eye for the team to fire Mike Tomlin with the draft here. The fans would be celebrating like it's Mardi Gras if that happened.
The national media would be saying different things, though.
And that's what I wanted to say to him.
The national media would be pillorying them.
Art cares more, I think, about the perception of how the media would look at him and like people inside the NFL and NFL circles. What,
the media
you fired him?
The media here would give Art like a, hey, good for you, Art. You made this happen or you traded him away or whatever.
I'm talking about the national media and the people that run NFL teams and the other owners might look at him sideways like, wait, what? You fired Mike Tomlin? And I think he cares more about their reaction and how he would feel at the draft with everybody here in one place, the awkwardness of that. All these people converge on Pittsburgh, all these owners and GMs and team presidents and Roger Goodell. And Roger Goodell's like, you fired Mike Tomlin? What's wrong with you? Kind of thing. I think that's what Cabali was talking about. Not like how fans would, you know, riot. Fans wouldn't riot. Fans would be ecstatic. It's not about, not all fans, but
Art would
be
having, Art would have candy grams sent to his house. Team facility would be getting like bouquets. Fruit baskets.
Yeah, his approval rating would
shoot through
would
the
skyrocket.
Roof. Yeah. It would be the most celebrated thing he's done since when as the owner of this team, honestly.
Since he fired Canada?
Probably, but way more than that.
Yep. Because at that point, like, you're not doing the window dressing things. You're cutting off the head of the snake at that point. You're actually, like, addressing the problem and not the things around the problem. You're treating the problem and not the symptoms.
Art, I am trading Mike Tomlin to the New York Giants, and I'm also stepping down from day-to-day operations, and my son will be taking over. There'd be a ticker tape parade.
What if he said, look, guys, I wanted to get a first-round pick. They said no. So he settled for Cam Scataboo. And Steelers fans would
jump. That's even better. I heard once you dislocate your ankle, you get faster.
I like my idea, which is to trade Tomlin to the Giants for their first.
If Scataboo got handed the ball, would people yell out Heath on every carry?
He reminds me of Blyer. Shout out Rocky today on Veterans Day, by the way. There's an All-American man right there and a guy that...
Also delivered one of the... Yeah, thank you. Delivered one of the all-time one-liners on our show.
My plan, trade Tomlin to the Giants for a first. Mm-hmm. Use that first to draft Mendoza.
That's your guy right now?
And then hire Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman as the next head coach.
With the edict that Mark... Well, does he run the defense for them on the sidelines? Does he actually call it?
He doesn't.
Yeah,
Ash
he delegates
does, the
it.
Guy from the old Ohio right. State coordinator and Rutgers
so,
head coach.
So he delegates it.
Yes.
And he obviously delegates offense because he's a defensive guy.
Yep.
Man, as long as you go incoming and say, hey, Marcus, you seem like a very good leader of men. You're also going to be a CEO. That is what we think works.
Yeah.
That would be great. Great with me.
Would you rather have the combination of Mike Tomlin and Anthony Richardson next year? Or Marcus Freeman and Mendoza?
I don't think you need to ask me that formally, but I'll say yeah. Freeman Mendoza. I do think the quarterback evals are going to be real interesting once these guys all go through that usual car wash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're like, we haven't even scratched the surface of how these quarterbacks are going to get ranked. The games are just a small part of that. Everything that happens at the combine and with these
pro days and stuff. I mean, I think Mendoza can make every throw. I mean, he in a game where they otherwise were listless down the stretch, he balled out at the end when he had to.
Speaking of Kabali, who fanned the flames by making this comment about the draft being here affecting Tomlin's future with the team, what did he have to say, Donnie, now that he's back in Pittsburgh about
travel?
Ian O'Connor writing a column about Mike Tomlin getting traded to the Giants that he wade into those waters?
So I guess we are now on the trade Mike Tomlin part of the program.
Yeah, we are, because somebody who's venerated in your industry wrote about it, is what I would say. This isn't Andrew Filippone showed up to work today and said, hey, I got a bright idea to kill 4 hours. Let me make up something about Mike Tomlin going to the Giants.
Well, you don't make things up. People tell you stuff.
No, but I mean in terms of like, not like coming in and saying, hey, I heard a rumor Tomlin's going to the Giants. I mean more just, hey.
Topically saying, is it time for Mike Tomlin? The Giants have an opening. The Steelers are listless. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead a guy who wrote Rodgers' biography or... And maybe Mark.
But isn't the story.
Maybe Mark's still mad at Rodgers and is still, you know, the geriatric patient line factoring in here. Ian O'Connor wrote that biography.
I would love to get to the bottom of the geriatric patient thing and wonder if I'm right in my analysis that there's trouble and that there's real trouble in paradise.
Batco
there.
Points out that Mike Tomlin's wife is originally from New Jersey. Happy wife, happy life.
But doesn't she have her roots pretty firmly planted here as well with the clothing line and everything else?
Well, she can't do that in New York.
Isn't it
Man,
a lot
you think
more?
That's like the hub of fashion there. She might
sure,
do
but
better.
Isn't, it's a lot more expensive to operate a place in Manhattan.
Oh, everything's done online now.
She's got a brick and mortar store, literally.
So
very
she's
expensive
sta-
real
she's
estate.
She's staying here because she has a store.
Well, doesn't she want to be a big fish in a smaller fashion pond here?
Then maybe she'd look at it like it's her chance to finally. Burst out.
Can you imagine
one
like
of the fashion capitals
can you imagine
of the world?
blue and white or blue and red shirts that just say the standard is the standard?
Here's the thing. To take this somewhat seriously, here's why I disagree. Don't you think Giants fans would be excited to have Mike when actually buy those things? You think Steelers fans right now want to buy a shirt that says paint the barn red?
No, actually. Sean Marash would buy a paint the barn red shirt the day it comes
she'd
out.
She'd have a whole new clientele. Be
You're
great
right.
for business.
Honestly, and Mike would too. Like, oh, look at these people. They haven't heard these quotes before. They haven't heard this way of talking before. This is going to be perfect.
I'm not going to tell you the ingredients in a hot dog. You might not like it. I mean,
oh, they'll be eating it up.
Pass out. Here's Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony. Anthony? Oh, I got you on the wrong line. Hold on, Anthony. That's on me. Let me fix it. Go ahead. You're there.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Okay, fellas. Look, you know, there is a family connection between the Mars and
100%,
the room.
100%, yep.
So, but let me listen, I have little birdies, too. Let me tell you what's really going to happen here.
Okay.
Tomlin's trying to make it till 20. His residence will be here in Pittsburgh. His wife loves it.
He 20 has seasons with the team. He's in year 19 right now.
He wants to make it to 20.
Okay.
And he's going to turn the reins over to someone else. And that's when they will make a decision on the coach. So
now, is he going to have a coach in waiting situation? Because that was a disaster New England.
From my birdie, mm-hmm. he'll have nothing to do with that. He just wants to say
he coached 20 years with the Steelers.
Yes, and then he's going to do a Bill Cowher and leave the organization, but stay in Pittsburgh.
So he's not going to pursue another coaching job based on what your birdies are telling you.
My birdies are very reliant.
What's he going to do in Pittsburgh? Just be like a stay at home husband?
So it sounds to me like he's already kind of got one foot out the door. I mean,
when you say that, you're right, Pony. Yeah, Anthony. It sounds like he's just
19,
playing out the string.
That means like he's already on like the 17th hole of his round of golf.
And my sources are very close to the family because. I don't want to say anymore because if this is taped and they get back, they know where I get.
If this is taped, what is this?
Deposition? Anthony, it's everywhere. This, of course, is going to.
This is on Twitter. This is on YouTube. This is over terrestrial radio. It's on an app.
I mean, if you didn't want that to get out, you probably should have come to our event on Monday and whispered in Mulzy's ear and I and said, this is off the record. You just said it on live radio.
You're like Will Graves on the Showdown.
Let me just say, from all the New York people, they have it wrong. Here's what some of my other sources tell me.
Uh-oh.
Clint Kubiak from Seattle is going to be the new Giants coach next year.
Man, thanks, Anthony. You got all kinds of scuttlebutt there.
Yeah, you love scuttlebutt.
I should have asked him who he thinks Penn State's next coach is going to be.
Mike
you see,
Tomlin.
Brian Daboll got fired in his first pictures in the wild after he got canned. He was in a Penn State hoodie. How about that? And here's the thing about that.
Wait, what's his college background?
Well, he's from Buffalo.
I knew that.
But,
does he have like an extensive college coaching background like recently?
He was at Alabama as an assistant.
But he did the Saban car wash, I thought.
He did, but think about this. Pagula, Penn State. Daboll was a very successful offensive coordinator with the Bills.
Well, he
good enough to get the Giants job.
Do we think that he enhanced Josh Allen or Josh Allen really enhanced his
What do you think?
I think it's obvious.
Right. But if Pagula has a lot of sway at Penn State, which I think he does, don't you think he'd at least lobby for Daboll to get an interview there?
Yeah, he'd inquire. He'd be like, hey, you need to talk to this guy. He knows offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that music means it is time for a segment we call Tomlin Takes. Mike Tomlin talks a lot on Tuesdays. Frankly, it goes on for too long. But we sift through it. We find the highlights. We found the sound bites that are most interesting to you. And turn them around in a condensed, easy-to-listen-to segment called Tomlin Takes. All right, Jalen Warren was the Steelers' best offensive player against the Chargers. But for some reason, he played less than Kenneth Gainwell. And only got 14 rushing attempts. Mike Tomlin, a back and forth with Tim Benz on that today.
We win more third downs, we'll get Jalen more touches. It's as simple as that. Jalen was having the trajectory of a good day in L.A., but we didn't convert enough third downs for you to really, really feel it.
So you won't have any interest in leaving him on the field for third downs as opposed to putting Kenny out there?
Uncomfortable with both backs in possession down ball. not taking anything away from Jalen. You know, he plays a lot on first and second down. You got to give him opportunities to catch a break. And so sometimes it's on third down. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes we'll give other ball carriers the start of a possession. He just simply cannot play every down, but I'm completely comfortable utilizing both guys on possession down.
The irony of that is Mike Tomlin used to play as running back on every down. He used to run guys until their wheels fell off, a la Willie Parker and Le'Veon Bell by the end of the 2016 season.
And Najee Harris, who I think, as Starkey pointed out, wasn't even good, but was treated that way. The only part of that that I think is somewhat, you know, has merit now with the way Mike handles his backs is, yes, I don't want to completely run him to the wheels fall off. I've seen the light on that front. But then it's like, okay, how about you give, since the third downs are the possession downs, and you yourself as a coach have always said they're the weightiest plays of the game, and yep, you focus an inordinate amount of attention, maybe take the risk of putting a guy like Gainwell out there on first and or second down,
yep,
and bringing Warren in as a third down back on certain series. If the downs matter so much, put your best player, your most consistent player, out there.
Donnie, how many times do you think Jalen Warren touched the ball on third down against the Chargers?
Zero.
How many times do you think he was on the field against the Chargers on third down?
Zero.
Right again.
Whammy.
Zero.
I would have gotten those two right, Don.
Not even on the field for a single third down.
And you can't use the excuse that, like, if it's a third and nine and it's pretty obvious passing situation, you can't use the excuse that he doesn't pass protect. The guy sometimes takes oncoming linebackers and, like, knocks the ever-loving stuffing out of them.
All right, I think this might have been Alan Saunders, but somebody asked Mike Tomlin, hey, you've got DK Metcalf, you're paying him a lot of money, his production's way down, how do you get the guy some help? And this is what he said.
At times, we certainly have, but last week was an example of us not doing so. But in other weeks, it certainly has been the case. Each and every week, it seems like somebody, whether it's from the wide out room or the tight end room, steps up and has quality contributions that balance that out, but certainly that was not the case in LA.
All right, who made the contributions against the Colts? Freiermuth caught a touchdown in the red zone. Nice little turn, catch and turn.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, against the Packers, nobody did anything. That game wasn't really...
DK did have that touchdown against the Packers.
Well, yeah, I'm saying again, other than DK, because the question was really about the supporting cast guys. Okay? So you had Pat in the Colts game. Go back to the Bengals game, Pat again. Obviously having the very big day. The Browns game, what? I mean,
he caught a touchdown pass in that game.
Connor Hayward caught a touchdown. I'm going with non-Metcalf guys. Connor Hayward caught a touchdown. In the Vikings win in Ireland, the Steelers de facto Super Bowl.
Gainwell played well.
Gainwell had a big game, and of course Metcalf did get his. In that Patriots game, that was a Calvin Austin special.
Yep, I was just going to bring that up.
And then in the Jets game for the Steelers, it
Austin
was
again.
Warren, Austin, yep. Jonnu Smith with a pass that was really a run.
Chris, we've gone...
Ben Skoranek, how could I forget?
We've gone four games. He doesn't have more than 55 yards in any of those games.
I just thought that was a horse crap answer by Mike. I thought that was a total... It was just like, don't bother me about this. Come on, we've had guys step up. And he would have said Freiermuth had he been pressed on it. But the fact of the matter is, very rarely have they had a guy... They have not had what they really needed, which is what we all talked about at the trade deadline they should try to get if they're in the market and think they can help be helped. They have not had a guy who is the obvious option to, week after week, present themselves.
He's averaged 36 receiving yards over the last month, last four games. That's the guy that you're paying all that money to and you gave up a second round pick
for. The good thing is he does not get publicly furious about it and lash out, and
no,
that's
you're right
why you're
that.
Paying him $31 million, so he won't throw tantrums like Pickens did.
Here is Tomlin when asked, hey, the last time you played the Bengals, you kept leaving Ja'Marr Chase open. How do you fix that this Sunday?
You know, make him throw the ball elsewhere. But when you make him throw the ball elsewhere, it's guys like T. Higgins that are capable of getting you as well. They've got big-time talent. They're unique in the ways that they distribute him the ball. They got some RPO football where they have some call runs. And if you load the box, they'll throw him the ball on the perimeter. It might not be significant. It might be 5 or 6 yards here, but it keeps him engaged and included in what it is that they're doing. And dynamic players like that, man, they got to touch it. And so the more he touches it, the more impactful he's going to be on the game. And so it starts first and foremost, we're working to minimize his touches. You don't always have control of that. But when he does touch the ball, you certainly have to tackle the catch because he's one of the best run after guys on the planet. And that's without question.
He's the best run after guy on the planet. Pony, question for you, Don, if you want to answer it too. Do you think that there's probably not a ton of upside for him in saying anything about, like, tactically how they might intend?
Yeah, of course.
Donnie, you agree? Like, he's not going to give up the secrets.
Yeah, he's not going
to. I agree. Bigger problem. I actually don't really think he's got a good plan to keep Ja'Marr Chase from getting the ball. Do either of you? Do you either of you think that he's got a true tactical plan to minimize Chase?
His plan for the first game was just put Jalen Ramsey on him, and now Jalen Ramsey plays a totally different position.
But my point is, he goes, just prevent him from getting the ball. Hey, how do you stop, you're thirsty in the desert, or you're thirsty at your house. How do you become hydrated? Drink some water. Or no, I guess that would be in the desert. Find some water. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, that just felt like such a give-up answer, man. I'll take the over right this second on whatever Ja'Marr Chase's reception number for this game is. He's going to eat again.
I just think it's funny that he says all these creative ways that the Bengals find a way to get Chase the ball, and they don't do that with Metcalf.
Like, yeah, they run them. Well, maybe it's because other defenses actually, I don't know, do they take Metcalf away better? Do they have something Mike doesn't?
Well, they probably can because
there's nobody else.
There's no Higgins. But he even said they find these short passing plays and things that they do to get him the ball fast because they want to keep him engaged and keep him involved. And who knows with him, he's so good after the catch, he might turn those plays into big gains, which is how I would look at
the one thing
DK
I can't,
Metcalf.
The one thing I cannot kill Tomlin for is this. It's not like the two teams that have tried to stop Ja'Marr Chase post-Steelers game have done so.
No, he's gone off. But
12 catches against the Jets and 6 for 111.
Yes, but your defense is also supposed to be much better than the Jets and Bears.
No, I know. I mean, the Bears have one of the three worst defenses, I would say, in the league right now. And he cooked you worse than he did either of those two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams.
It really is a shock that this segment is not sponsored yet, and that is the PM Team Name Game. Given the amount of fireworks that go on every Tuesday at this time, Joel Nelson is here. He officiates each Tuesday.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
He ain't that back judge in Indiana Penn State. If that was Nelly, he would have called it an interception.
Well, definitely, because it was against Penn State.
Yeah, it was happening to D.
Well, I hear
State.
Two sore losers here is what I hear.
Oh,
two
I
guys
hear one
that
loser
trail
right
me
now, just
in the name game and are taking it out on the referee.
Sometimes the referee deserves it.
What did he do wrong?
Couldn't spell Freiermuth with literal direct coaching and then got us. There was a huge emotional letdown after
and
the
play. And what's Donnie's beef here? So that's yours. What's your gripe with Nelly?
I mean, that same thing.
Correct.
not to mention a few plays later, he's on the list. No, he's not. You lose.
No, wasn't it? Yeah, he's on the list. 37th. Oh, wait, we're doing 36. Sorry.
Two topics are picked by an Odyssey Pittsburgh staff member before the show. They're usually given to me in a piece, in folded up pieces of paper.
How were they given to you today?
Given to you.
They were emailed to me today.
Notice that. A guy who hasn't lost this game in like 2 months.
Okay, so they were given to you in an email that you had to at least kind of look at to forward to Nelly.
No, they were in a Word document, so I just never opened the Word document.
That's correct.
Okay, interesting.
All right, Nelly, what's topic number one?
Top 25 most games played as a Steeler regular season.
Okay. Who starts, Malzi? You have the tally board.
So I'm in last. Do I start?
So it's you, yeah.
All right, Benjamin T. Roethlisberger.
Number one.
Mike Webster.
Mike Webster, number three. Well, tied for second, actually.
Cam Hayward.
Tied with Mike Webster. Here's your top three names already.
Wow. Good for us. Joe Green.
Joe Green, yes.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, yes. 22.
Oh, wow.
Don't love that.
Oof. I barely got that one in.
Don't love that.
Hines Ward.
Hines Ward, 4.
Mm, Did he play long enough? Sure, it's crap. Hope he did. Dermody Dawson.
Yes.
All right. Where was Joe Green on that list, by the way?
Green was 12.
Okay. It's a decent, like, handle on it.
Can Franco get... Harris? Mm.
Franco Harris.
There's no way, Donnie. We're not this lucky. There's no way.
Sorry. He's not.
See? You guys are over here. Oh, tanked. Emails.
I think we got tanked
but
here.
But I'm not gonna dispute it.
I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth.
Can we double, yeah, can we triple, can we quadruple check?
Where is he?
H-A-R-R-I-S.
How many, I'm gonna type in, how many games with the Steelers?
This is another bait and switch, I swear to God.
Come on, Nelly. Look it up, baby. Come on, Nell.
I'm not gonna allow myself to be excited about this because I think Nelly's gonna go, you know what, he actually has played the sixth most.
Come on, Nell. One time. Bail me out, baby. Please.
Nelly?
Nope. 165. Number 25 has 167.
Oh, my God! Yep.
He just missed, Andrew.
Donnie! We got one, baby!
You guys got him.
Oh, no, you didn't.
The Russian is cut, you guys, and it's really a bad cut.
You guys really didn't get it, because apparently I just tanked it out and lost it on purpose.
I don't care.
So. Well, wow. We're counting it anyway, baby.
Wow. 25th on the list at 100.
I am a little surprised that Franco wasn't
in there.
Was Lambert on there? Lambert had to be.
Lambert, let's see.
Lambert and Ham.
I'm not seeing Lambert.
Really?
How about Stallworth?
What about Blunt?
Stallworth for sure.
Blunt, yes. 200 games. That was sick. You said Stallworth?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's two L's.
Two L's? Yeah, I don't see him.
Jeez, so who's the list?
Yeah, now I'm interested.
Which way do we want to go?
Just go 1 through 25. Just go
okay,
in order.
Okay, so you guys got
Big
1
Ben,
through
Webster,
4.
Big Ben, Webster, and Hayward, and yep. Then Ward.
Ward. Shell, Donnie Shell. Okay. Mel Blunt. Gary Anderson. You got Dawson. Deshae Townsend. Ray.
Deshae?
183
Man,
games.
That would have been a hell of a
regular
pool.
Season.
Crap. Okay.
Ray Mansfield rounds out the top 10.
Yeah. I could have gotten that one easily.
Greg Warren and Joe Green were tied
Greg
for 11th.
Greg Warren!
Jeez.
Greg Warren!
David Little, James Harrison, John, is it Cobb or Cobb?
John Cobb.
Tunchilkin, Ike Taylor, Casey Hampton.
Pony, the 16-game era has helped a lot of these
really
guys out.
I really thought I was in safe harbor there with Franco.
Ernie Stotner, LC Greenwood, Heath Miller, Bradshaw, and then the last three,
Donnie,
Sam Davis, Andy Russell, Larry Brown.
Donnie, I don't care if he tanked it just to make us feel better because he's so confident. We needed it. Psychologically, it might backfire on him. Like playing your subs in a meaningless final game. Playing your twos.
All right, so I start the next topic then because I lost. What's
yes,
topic
right.
two?
Incredible.
Beatles number one hits.
Like
there
hit
are,
songs.
Yes.
Hit songs.
Yeah.
Beatles
there are
number one hit songs.
20 of these.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? I might lose on the first one here.
There's no way you can lose on the first one.
You could. Now, it's just the Beatles, not as like John Lennon as a solo actor, Paul McCartney or whatever.
Beatles songs that reached number one on the charts.
Okay.
20 of these.
Oh, man.
I want to hold your hand.
Yes.
Hey, Jude.
Next.
Let it be.
Yes.
Whew. Those are all the ones I know, guys. Oh, no.
Oh, Donnie, we can't be this lucky.
Hold your hand.
He's
hey,
going to pull
Jude,
something right
be.
Out of his ass.
No, that's not a... I'm thinking of a song that's not even the friggin' Beatles right now. It's The Who. What are some other... How about Back in the USSR?
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I hate you guys.
It's a miracle.
Man, twice, dog.
It's twice.
Oh,
it's a miracle.
He'll look at the email. Oh, the email.
I don't care if you're
suck.
Trying to play the long game on us. I
you
honestly,
guys absolutely
Donnie,
absolutely blow.
Was While My Guitar Gently
we
Weeps
needed,
one of
we
them?
We needed a day like this.
George Harris, is that considered a George Harrison solo joint?
What else are Beatles?
While My
yeah,
Guitar
that one's that would not that would
Dude,
not have made
the,
it.
What about Yesterday?
Oh, that's got to be one.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if
that's on here.
Song, is it?
Yellow Submarine.
Song. Wow, no.
Give us the list here now.
Hey Jude, yeah. Come Together.
Oh,
hold your hand.
No.
She Loves You. Did anyone say Let It Be?
Yeah, that was Chris. Said, Let It Be. Me.
Oh,
Thank God.
Love Me Do.
Horrible song.
Help.
I Need Somebody.
These songs suck.
Hard Day's Night.
Oh, that one's a decent one. Like
we Can Work It Out. Get Back.
Oh, that's...
All You Need Is Love. We Said Yesterday. Ticket to Ride. Hello, Goodbye. I Feel Fine. The Long and Winding Road for You Blue. And then the last four were Penny Lane, Can't Buy Me Love, Paperback Writer, and 8 Days a Week.
I mean, brutal job by me is the bottom line.
I know a bunch of these songs, but
brutal
for whatever reason,
me.
They don't, like, the names don't spring to mind. Like, Paperback Writer.
Horrible job by me.
Why do I feel like some of the ones I know
aren't number one hits?
Yeah.
Didn't they have an entire album of just, it was
how
just their number
ones? How did
Back
in ones? The USSR? You don't know how lucky you are. Not make it. But Penny Lane did? You know,
Bonnie,
I'm actually,
we needed it so bad here.
Speaking of which, Beatles related, a Christmas song that's just absolutely brutal.
I know what you're going to say.
McCartney. The Paul McCartney Christmas song.
Oh,
Simply
Wonderful Christmas
Time.
Wonderful
Christmas Time.
My brother-in-law, Joe, knows that I hate that song, and he doesn't like it much either. So we have a match to see who can go longer during the holidays without hearing it. And the first person who hears it, this is a dumb, like, you know, family thing, has to send the gif, Donnie, that you've probably seen of Bill Murray falling off the clock tower in Groundhog Day when he just starts killing himself because he's, like, getting bored with the repetition. I get that thing from him. I know I've won the match. That is there's two Christmas songs that can burn in hell for eternity. That one in the Bruce Springsteen one where Santa Claus is coming to town and he sounds like he's drunk when he's doing it.
Would you guys pay $600 a pop to sit out to have floor seats for McCartney tonight?
I'd pay $600.
Is that what it is?
I'd pay $600 a pop to make sure I didn't have to have floor seats to McCartney.
And my father-in-law, we were talking about it last night. I don't know if he's allowed to play Beatles songs.
Because
Michael Jackson owns all the rights to
the catalog, yeah.
Wings Only.
That's all right. I like his Wings songs better. Band on the Run,
that's
Live
really
and Let Die.
Yeah, but you're going to pay $600 a pop to just hear him do
Wings
songs? Hey,
just play Live and Let Die again, man.
He just plays those two back and forth.
What else does he have with Wings that was a big one? Band on the Run and that. And then
Jet.
Yeah.
Jet.
Does Ringo have any songs that he's done post-Beatles?
If he does, they weren't good. All right, I took two L's. Goodbye, Nelly.
Donnie, I don't really care.
And you know what? I'm not blaming the officials, unlike
some
of the other
there
people
here. But there was no controversial stuff there. It wasn't like he said, how do you spell back? You said Frank O'Harris. We all just assumed you got it right, and you got screwed.
I can't believe I got Franco wrong.
Boy, that one season with the Seahawks really hurt.
Jeez.
He had like 9 games with the Seahawks and...
No, the Seahawks.
Donnie.
The Seahawks and then everything else.
You know, I don't gloat when I beat you guys.
We're gloating today, buddy boy.
Yeah. All right.
That's because who was like the savant chess player from way back?
Kasparov?
No, the American
Bobby Fischer.
Guy. Yeah.
Bobby Fischer.
That's how I feel when we go into these battles with Pony.
Well, I don't even feel like that. I feel like we're playing one of those stupid IBM computers.
What are you talking about? I'm like at...
You're a whiz.
With Beatles songs?
I mean,
with Steelers
really,
players
I mean, like
who
anything
play
sports
games,
related.
I didn't get a single apostle right that one time.
Yeah, that's admittedly that one was funny.
Anything sports related we
you guys
know
are over here saying I fixed the name game and I'm getting the first one wrong.
Pony,
it's like when Bushwhacker Luke went in the Royal Rumble and was out in less than 2 seconds.
We usually
I said some guy named what was it? Some guy named
Mark.
Some guy named Mark. Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like a safe bet. Here's the problem. Today is the exception that otherwise proves the rule. This is like Brady going into Miami and losing to the Dolphins because they put Gronk out there for the Hail Mary defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.